Would you please stand? This is the day that the Lord has made. Lord, direct our thoughts, help us to pray, and lift up our hearts to worship you in spirit and in truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Spirit of God fills the whole world. The processional hymn, Earth Has Many a Noble City.
Beginning of next month, we focus on Jesus being made manifest as God to those who are Gentiles as well as Jews. Firstly, we bring before God all things that are amiss in our lives, those things we have done but we ought not to have done, and we seek his penitence and forgiveness. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins. May he cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us kneel and confess our sins to God our Father. Sinned against you. We have broken your commandments. We have often been selfish, and we have not loved you as we should. For these and all our sins, forgive us, we pray, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven, your sins are gone. Be strong in the Holy Spirit and live for God.
Amen. Let us praise God for his mercy. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever.
Amen.
The hymn, Jesus is Lord, creation's voice proclaims it. Eternal Father, who at the baptism of Jesus revealed him to be your Son, anointing him with the Holy Spirit, grant to us who are born of water and the Spirit that we may be faithful to our calling as your adopted children, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 3, beginning at verse 13. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased."
The hymn, Christ is Surely Coming.
Stand by.
words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Now, I have three small versions of what every family would have, only much larger. And they are photograph albums. Okay? Now, those of you who are parents, I have no doubt over the years have kept any number of photograph albums. As I say, generally much bigger than the ones I have here. And they contain photographs of your children. Because you're pleased with how your children are growing up, and you want a record of them, and you want to share them with other people, whether it's grandparents, aunts and uncles, cousins, or friends, or the children of friends. I imagine there's a photograph album or two in your house, okay? And you're the shining star, are you? Exactly. And Mommy and Daddy, and I would think Granny as well, is very happy to share those photographs with you. Now, my goodness, this is my late grandmother, my mother's mum, and boy did she love being a great gran. She really did. And the boy she has here is a nephew of mine. He was the second eldest great grandchild she had. He's getting married later this year, but in this photograph, he's only 3 months. But there we are. It was very much. And there are numerous other photographs as well. I see in this one my mom and dad even I'm included in this, although I was an adult at the time. I certainly was more than 3 months. but there we are. Over the years, as I said, you've all taken pictures of your children, maybe at a school production, maybe in school, events held at church, like when your children were baptized, or later in life when they were confirmed. Photos of them playing with other children, photos, and I'm sure there were many photographs taken at Christmas, wouldn't there have been? Yes. And on your birthdays and many other occasions. And as I've mentioned, that was done because your parents or grandparents were pleased with you as you grew up, and you are pleased with them today. This leads to the question, in connection with the reading we heard this morning, do you think God was pleased with his son, Jesus? The short answer is, we know he was, because we heard the Bible tell us that he was. When Jesus was baptized, the Bible tells us that there was a voice from heaven that said, "This is my son, I love him, I am very pleased with him." Now, why do you think God was pleased with his son? And we read a verse that we heard already this morning to see what God said first
He said, "This is my son, and I love him. I am very pleased with him." God said first, "This is my son. This is my son, and I love him." And the second thing God said, "I love him." God loves his son. These various albums I have with me this morning, these show a lot of things that I and my brothers and sisters did over the years, but more than anything, these pictures show, and these are my mum and dad's children. We belong to them, and they loved us. When we trust in our Savior, we become the children of God. At the end of every baptism service that I conduct here, and I've conducted many, there are words that we all join in, that just as the baby being baptized has been brought into his parents' or her parents' earthly family, we say, as members of God's family, words of adoption. We make these children part of God's family. And our baptism is like, if you like, an official adoption ceremony. God loves us from the very beginning when we become his children, because that is what he wants us to be. God says to us, you and me, "You are my son, you are my daughter, and I love you." God loves you. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? God, he may not be carrying a photo album in heaven, but he has his own record with all of his children's names in it, with all of our names in it. So God is pleased with you, you and me, when we become his child. And it is wonderful to hear God say, "You are my child, I love you, and I am pleased with you." Let us pray. Dear God, thank you that you adopt us as your children. Thank you for loving us so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you please stand? We respond to the ministry of God's word by affirming our faith. Do you believe and trust in God the Father?
I believe in God, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in God the Son? Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
This is the faith of the Church.
This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
The hymn, "Spirit of God, Unseen as the Wind." Let us pray. God of love, we pray for those who have been recently baptized or who have lately found that you are real. We pray for all in ordained and lay ministries, and for those sensing a special calling, especially to the ministries of our church. Help us all to listen to your guiding. God of power, we pray for those who are in authority and in positions of influence and responsibility. May they be earthed in humility, courageous in integrity, and mindful of the need to serve. In God.
All things work together for good.
God of mercy, we call to mind those with whom we share the work and leisure of your life. We pray for those we love amongst our families and friends, and those from whom we differ in any way. We ask you to breathe into all our relationships the forgiving love which cleanses and heals. In God. God of wholeness, we remember those who are aching today in body, mind and spirit, knowing that nothing is unredeemable, and ask that you will bring good even out of those barren places. In God. God of faithfulness, we thank you for the way you always keep your promises and never let us down. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, in darkness and in light, in trouble or in joy, help us to trust your love, to serve your purpose, and to praise your name through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Gathering all our prayers and praises into one, we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power and glory, forever and ever. Amen. Remember to show kindness and to share what you have with others, for such are the sacrifices of which God approves. The collection hymn, I Want to Walk with Jesus Christ.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you emptied yourself, taking the form of a servant.
Through your love, be of service to one another.
Lord Jesus Christ, for our sake, you became poor.
May our eyes and gifts enrich the life of your word.
Let us say together, Be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives as well as our worship be always pleasing in your sight, for the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Christ the Son be manifest to you, that your lives may be a light to the world. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always.
immediately following this service, there will be light refreshments served in the parochial hall in support of Christian Aid. On Wednesday evening, the bowling club meets in the hall at 8 o'clock. Sunday next, the second Sunday of Epiphany, parish communion at 10 o'clock. And on Wednesday week, that's Wednesday the 21st of January, at 11 o'clock, there will be the Wednesday club in the parochial hall with a speaker from Age Northern Ireland, and all are welcome. The recessional hymn, Lord, for the years your love has kept and guided.
Power of God, hold and lead us.